this is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radios, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the write-to portion. This being Wednesday night, the write-to portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the write-to portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll check Echo Link, and then we'll go to the RF check-ins. Good evening. K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail down in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew over in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And N4JRB, that's Mr. Jim, he's over there in Greer. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert, he's up there at River Falls. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And AA4GH, Mr. Gus, he's in Kingsland, Georgia, this evening. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken over in Pickens. And Ken checked in with me just a little early. Ken, if you're still by, you can be around for comments.
KA4DOSK2AXQ. I'll be around tonight. Over.
I'll be back to you in just a little bit. I forgot to ask you that while I was talking to you, but we got you in the log and we got you down for some comments in just a little bit. That's all the pre-net check-ins that I've got tonight, folks. Don't have any Echo Link stations up just at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check Worker, November Oscar, Trina, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, for all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Before Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville. I'll be around the whole thing here.
Oh.
Daddy, if I'm still out to hello, please stand still. To the after ending of night, since all of my film, love and image, I'll be meditating and meditating.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County. Be name and native. 73 on the net and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW. And their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing real, real well. Then we got W4NTQ. That's Mr. Eddie. He's our resident elder on the net. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's over there in Edmond. Sounding good, Walt. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. And WG4MC, Master Matt. He's over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. You know, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Just come in from mowing grass. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, Gary.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. 3Kilo4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard and Rainbow. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
DOS. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Quebec Hotel Victor KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I've got no traffic and no rag chew. I'll hang out for the swap net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Master Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Tom, me and you did the same thing today. I cut the grass over here, you was over there. So I guess we was riding around on lawnmowers. Appreciate you being with us. Run through the rain locker if you hadn't been through it yet. Also, I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty, KO4QLG. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You sounded good tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, that's Brother Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being here, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4QHV, Mr. Nick, he's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell. And no rag chew, but we'll be listening in. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Hello, and Captain. I'll be native.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TR. RJ, Mr. Bill, over there in Cowpens. Sounding good from Cowpens, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's see here. Let's move on up now to the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Whiskey, Kilo, 4 Yankee, WK4Y, Chuck, up in Weaverville. Just check me in and out tonight, $73.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to say good evening to WK4Y. That's Mr. Chuck up in Weaverville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you're doing well. Good signal from Weaverville tonight. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Joy, everyone on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KV2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KV2, BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. Well, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. My name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You would like to say good evening to W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there at Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. Have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, sir. And please tell Miss Joy Elise and I said hello.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4, EZN, Harry in Counter, North Carolina. We'll be negative negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And next we have KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional check-ins, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary. No traffic, but I'll be around for the slot net.
DOS. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send me threes for each one of you.
For DOS. So for PIS, this is KO4LAQ. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha, Quebec. Martin, up in Tomasi, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but thanks for calling tonight. I always enjoy listening. Have a great night.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
AI-4-DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. We'll be in and out this evening. Hi, Tom.
I-4-DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Master Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well, and I'll be back to you just a little bit. And KK4JFO, Master James, he's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And KO4LAQ, Mr. Martin, up there at Tomasi. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Martin. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe, he's also in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, giver, to yourself, all of the debt, no traffic, no RAQ, and do be sure and tell them a story hello from us.
This KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy, and I hope both of y'all are doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight, Stephen. You're faithful to be here most every night, and we do appreciate it. Let's see here. Going back to the alphabet in the India through Lima, Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's my pretty little bride. I hadn't said anything about her. K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room watching some TV tonight. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got them all on the first place. Must be a lot of folks on vacation or something already, or hadn't got back from their holiday weekend yet. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Put our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAG-2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. He has the microphone, the manual, the box, power cord, and he would like $400 a month is for sale. Fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for them, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? The month is for sale. It's an MFJ 986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a Yaesu. He said it's 22 to 25 amp power supply and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2 meter mobile rig. He has a with mobile antenna. The mobile antenna goes with it. It has a trunk lip mount. He says it's in excellent condition. He said it used primarily as a base rig. It comes with the antenna, the manual, all factory accessories. He says it does not have the TSU-6 tone board, but the tone board is available online if you need one. And he would like $115 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL922A. That's a 1 kW amplifier, 1 kW. It's wired for 115 volts. It does have the 10-meter kit in it. He says the front panel shows it. It comes with the operating manual, the service manual, the interface cable for Kenwood rigs, and he would like $1,400 for it. And does anyone need any fuels? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Kind of short. Had a lot of items sold, and which is a good thing, and you know, don't have anybody selling anything right off the top of their, you know, for right now, so it goes and comes, you know how that is. But we do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody for the listing of the items that are on there. And those that removed items, I really appreciate that after something sells. Or you find what you're looking for, that way I keep my book straight on this end. Before we go to the rag chew portion, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. There's two of us tonight. Please check in. KC4SKD, Larry. And KG4AHS, Rhonda. Easily, no traffic. And I'll be here for rag chew, Gary. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my neighbors, KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On a clean, shiny, dry stump is KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Mr. Ken, what have you and Miss Barbara been up to today there, young man?
K4DOS. This is KA2AXQ. Well, nothing really, Gary. Barb kind of been laying back there, doing her crossword puzzle games and stuff like this, and I've been sleeping all day, so I guess you can tell which one of us is the most tired.
Well, I tell you, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with sleeping all day, I don't guess. Of course, you know, a lot of that has to do with other things that come into play, but we won't discuss that on the air. But, you know, that's one of those things that has to be, I guess. Hey, at least she works crossword puzzles and stuff, and she don't wake you up.
Well, you know, the only bad thing about that is I get up at 7 or 7:30, and it's time to go to bed at 9 o'clock, over. Thank you.
too, Ken, but you probably stay up till 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and so you need to go back to bed and take your little nap.
Affirmative. I can sleep better in the rain or during the daylight. Either one of those two, I get better sleep than I do if I go to bed at 9 o'clock and then get up at 6 in the morning. I guess I just sleep at a different level of consciousness or something. Over.
They need some background noise there or something, Ken. I don't know. I know that Joey and I have a tape that we used to listen to when we went to sleep. It's got train whistles and, thunderstorms. There's a big thunderstorm in the background. And it's got the volume doesn't get real loud. It don't shake you out of bed. But it's got just a little bit of noise and that sort of stuff, and, you know, kind of soothing noises. So maybe that's the reason you sleep so good with the rain. You put me in a building with a tin roof with no insulation under the tin. Boy, that put me to sleep in a heartbeat.
That's what'll put me to sleep, too, real quick. But, I will agree with you. A thunderstorm will put me to sleep real fast. When I lived up north, when I was a little kid, my brother and I would go to my grandmother's house on the weekend because she lived near a big amusement park, and that's where we would go on the weekends, to the amusement park. And across the street from her house was a company called Thatcher Glass. They made bottles, like Coke bottles, Pepsi bottles, stuff like this. And, I mean, that just reset. They had engines, railroad engines, sitting out there, and they would sit there and idle all night long waiting for, the finished product to come out the door so they could move it down the railroad. And those engines would sit out there and go like boom, 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 boom. And that would put me to sleep in a heartbeat. Over.
I understand what you're saying completely. You know, I drove a truck for 45 years, and sleeping in the truck, I did a lot of that. With the truck idling and the sound of the engine and the little bit of vibration. I told Joy, I said, I'm going to get one of them bins that vibrates. And she said, no, you're not either. She said, I won't ever get any sleep. I said, yeah, you will. You'll get used to it after a while. She said, I'm not going to get used to it, so you can forget that. So I don't have a vibrating bed, but I enjoyed sleeping in the truck because, you know, you had that little bit of vibration in there and the sound of that engine, and, you could turn on some music or whatever you wanted to. Close that curtain, and it'd get real dark in the back there in the sleeper. So, it's strange what we do to go to sleep sometimes.
Well, if I was riding in a sleeper, that would put me to sleep too, because of the vibrations in the automobile. But, I don't know. I'm at the age now where all they have to do is blink my eyes real quick, and I'd be asleep. Over.
Feel comfortable in your easy chair, and you close your eyes, and next thing you know, you're waking up, and it's been an hour or two gone by.
And I go to bed sometimes like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'll wake up at 8:30, and Barb will already be sitting out in the kitchen. And I'll get up, and I don't know if it's morning or nighttime.
hate it when that happens, you know. When you go to bed and you wake up and you don't know what time it is, if it's morning or night or what day it is even. That's happened to me on several occasions. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, we just sleep when we need it more than anything else, Ken, I believe. Yeah, if we're tired and we need to go to take us a little nap, you know, we'll take us a little nap. And drive, like I said, I drove a truck 45 years, and you'd be surprised how much rest you get in a little 15 or 20-minute nap.
KI4DOS, KA2AX2. Roger on that. Well, there it goes. Slipped right past me. I'll have to wait and keep my microphone up in about 5 minutes, and then I'll probably remember what I was going to say. Over.
Ken, I don't tell everybody this, but I'm going to tell it over there. You know, when I was in the truck, I ran a CB radio for a lot of years. And when I got my AM license, I'd already quit driving for the most part. I still drove a little bit, and I put a 2-meter rig in there. But I was riding down the road one night at, oh, I don't know, it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I've been talking to a fella in front of me. And I dropped my microphone, and I reached down. It was dark in the cab, and I reached down and grabbed hold of something. And I talked to him. I was talking to him for I don't know how long. I was getting mad because he wasn't answering me. And then all of a sudden, he came in there and says, did you fall asleep, or did you get mad at me and quit talking to me, or what? And I'm so very just running my mouth and looked down, and I was talking in my seatbelt buckle.
That's a good one. That is definitely a good one. I can't beat that. Over.
That asked me to pull over and take me a nap. You know, when that happened, I said, oh, me, I can't distinguish between a seatbelt buckle and a microphone. It's time for me to go to bed.
that would have been fun to see the look on your face when you realized what you were doing.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, over there in Pickens. Well, it was probably something to be seen, Ken, no doubt.
I think it's neat to watch the bloopers from television. You know, like news reporters, when they do something that's really embarrassing, like fall out of their chair or something like that. And see the look on their face just after they finish it. Over.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, some of the expressions that we have when we do something that is not real intelligent.
Oh gosh, I don't know. You know, I sit here looking out my window all day long, or all night long, depending on when I'm up and on the radio and listening to YouTube videos and stuff. And it's amazing how things, you know, how things work. Because the sun has gone down, but it's going to come back in a little while. So you don't have to worry about whether the sun's going to be up or not, because, you know, it's already gone, so it's got to come back up. Over.
Margaritaville, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thinking about that song the other day. Sure was. I'll tell you. I don't know. For some reason, I want to talk about Civil War history. I don't know. What's that end to me, Gary?
I can, but, you know, me and you will talk about anything and everything is when it comes down to that. But, you know, it don't matter. You know, it's all good any way you look at it.
Well, I graduated from high school in Appomattox, Virginia, right where the Civil War ended. And that was a great thing when General Grant surrendered to General Lee. That put Virginia on the map. But, you know, I used to go out with a metal detector every night after school. And I had this one farm. The farmer told me you can go out here anytime you want to, and you don't have to stop at the house and tell me that you're here. Just leave your car parked out there by the edge of the driveway, and I'll know you're here. Well, let me let this reset. Found all kinds of stuff. Bullets, buttons, cannonballs. Never found a rifle. I never found a pistol. But just about every other piece of metal that was used during the Civil War I found. But that was back in 1968. Well, that old man had passed away, and his son took over the farm. And he didn't do anything except let the grass grow and cut it in the fall and feed it to his one cow that he had. I'm going to let it reset again, KA2AX2. So that was 5 or 6 years ago. Must have been 6 years ago. I called him up and I asked his son, who's okay if I went back out there on the farm, because I hadn't been there since 1969. And his son didn't know who I was, didn't remember me at all, because he was a little kid when I was living there. And he says, no, we're not going to have anybody digging up our farm this year. And boy, they really left a sails out of my, let the wind out of my sails, because it was so much fun and there was so much learning. Every time you found something, there was a new piece of history that you learned over.
I can, but you probably wouldn't be able to keep any of that stuff now. That the government or the, you know, state or somebody would come in and say, well, that's got historical meaning, and we wanted to put it in a museum. So you're lucky that you found the stuff that you did and were able to hang on to it. But I would imagine that if you found something that, you know, like a rifle or a pistol or something of that nature, I don't know that they'd let you hang on to it if you told somebody about it. And the right person found out that you had it, it'd probably come knocking on your door.
I tell you, they do have a new law out now. It's the Antiquities Law. And, like, I used to walk out through a field and go arrowhead hunting for Indian arrowheads and pottery and stuff like that that the Indians used in their camps. Well, you can't do that anymore. You have to have written permission from the landowner to go on the land. And but if you have that written permission, like you have to get when you go, like deer hunting on somebody's land, if you had that permission, you could keep whatever you found. But if you were up there and a game warden stopped you and asked to see your permission, I have written permission, you would forfeit everything you found. So you never wanted to keep stuff in your vehicle. You know, when you get home each day, you unload your vehicle, over.
I smart thing to do anyway, Ken, but I'm glad that they'll let you keep it if you have the landowner's permission. What else you got for us this evening?
Question?
For us this evening?
I'm sure there's other people that are jumping in here, so I'll jump out and make room for Waze. KA2AX2, back to net control.
Well, we'll get together and, like I said, maybe next week. I'll give you a call and call you about 1 or 2 o'clock, and that way you'll be awake, maybe. I'll come over and we'll go get some coffee or something. But you take care, tell Miss Barbara we said hello, and y'all have a great evening, what's left of it. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Yeah? Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in the mic, location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in now, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4, NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Jim, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being here. Next one up on the rag shoe list is K4JF, Master Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Jim, what have you been up to there, young man? K4JF, Master Jim, you still around? Up to my neighbor over here, KC4SKD, Master Larry over here in Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to?
KF4DOS in the net, KC4SKD. I'm still trying to get my vehicle back where it should be, making good progress. I went to change the oil pan gasket while I had it apart, and found out it didn't have an oil pan gasket. So that's why everything stayed such a mess on the bottom side of the engine.
Gasket in there at all?
I put a little bit of RTV or something on there and just put the oil pan back up. But while I had it off, I straightened it up. It had been hit a little bit. So I beat it back out, cleaned it up, painted it, made it look like a new one.
I tell you what, you know, sometimes I wish I'd never invented Permatex. You know, as a boy I used to work with, who's worked out in the shop, he was actually a driver, and he took over the shop and learned a lot real quick. But he did that on a couple of occasions, and when I saw him doing it one day, I said, I said, you don't do that. I said, you do that. I said, that truck will be back in here tomorrow. He'll come in on a wrecker. And he said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, he patched it up and sent it back out, and the guy got almost to the Virginia line up there on 81, had to call a wrecker and get it. Towed it back to the yard, and they gave him, the driver, another truck. But I told Stump, I said, you don't use Permatex for gasket material. I said, you might get away with it on some things, but most things, it ain't going to hold for very long.
It always just stayed a mess. And about 10 years ago, I was going to investigate it, but it wasn't leaking bad enough, and it's crazy what you have to do to get the oil pan off. Believe it or not, you got to take the right front seat out. But tell me that. Isn't that crazy? Because you got to do that to unplug the oxygen sensor to get the exhaust pipe out to take the oil pan, because the exhaust pipe's in the way.
One thing, Larry, you know, all these people that call themselves engineers, I call them draftsmen, if they had to work on these vehicles, you know good and well that they would not design something like that. They try to make it where it was easy to work on. So you know the design person didn't know what in the world they were doing.
And I tell you what, though, I'm getting a good education on this car. It's going okay. I still got several things. Right now I've got the wiring harness laid out on the big table in the garage, and I'm going through the wiring harness and checking it out, cleaning it up, and working on some of it. And it's going okay. Dad came over Monday and helped me. So I'm kind of worried about the weather Monday morning, but it got a little better after a while, after about, I think, 10 or 11 o'clock.
Nice, Monday. It wasn't too nice when I first got up, but I don't go outside real early anyway anymore.
I appreciate my dad's help. He used to work in a machine shop. He took machine shop when he was in high school, so he's been a big help. And he enjoys doing that kind of stuff anyway.
I enjoy doing it, Larry, but I'm not as flexible as I used to be. my old joints don't work quite as good as they used to. I mean, they still work. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong, but you just have to take things a little slower, a little easier now than you used to. You don't bounce back quite as quick.
I found out real early on working on the car, if it's possible to do this, you want to grab the end of the wrench and pull it towards you rather than trying to push it out, because I was using the breaker bar trying to loosen something on it. Something in my right shoulder went scrunch. And I thought, oh, geez, from here on out.
That is, live and learn and die and forget it all.
Anyhow, I'm about ready to call it a night here and hit the bed. Anyway, got a good net going, and it's, this Friday night is my night to call the net. So anyway, good talking to you, and tell Miss Joy we said hello. KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD.
Well, I'm glad that your dad came over and helped you a little bit with your car. Glad it's still going well, even though it's slow. But just think about it, when you get it all put back together and everything's right, and you don't have a mess underneath it where you fixed the problem with no oil pan gasket. Gosh, I can't believe that. But anyway, it's going to run like a sewing machine, and you're going to have that thing around for a good long while yet to come. Tell Ms. Rhonda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and enjoy talking with you as always. And I'll check in on your net Friday night. Maybe we'll talk again then. 7-3, my friend. Take care. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Or DOS. This is Uncle Boy and take you.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've been working on this rig here for about a week, and should be getting a little more, a little better signal up there to the relay, I hope, over.
Oh, how it can sound any better. You sound like you're sitting right here in the chair next to me.
Before I was just using about 6 watts, and now about 20 or 30, I don't know exactly how objective. But I've been listening, to all the stuff going on. I don't have too much to say, but been busy doing the other things. We'll let you get quit there and put a light in. Hope to see you hear you later on there. And
but you're such a wealth of knowledge, and gosh, I can't imagine all the changes that you've seen in your lifetime. I know that I've seen quite a number in my lifetime, but you're a little bit ahead of me, and so I mean, there's about 25 years there in between us or so, and I'm sure in 25 years there was a lot of changes going on in the first part of your life as well as the latter part.
There's a lot of it going on, all right, and I tried to keep it. I worked for a newspaper, a country newspaper in North Carolina for about 51 years, I believe. And then I finally retired, and my moved to Simpsonville because my daughter had moved down here and got married, and over the years moved down here, so I stay here mostly by myself out of the house. But that's about it. We'll let you go and see you and all that good stuff. I know I've met a lot of folks down there. So let's see, KI4DOS. This is WENDQ.
You take care. And one of these days, I'm not going to say that I will, but one of these days I'd love to drive down there and have an eyeball CUSO with you. You know, maybe we'll sit down and drink a cup of coffee or have a glass of iced tea or something. But you take care there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us, and thanks for chatting with us a little bit. But you have a wonderful week, what's left of it, and we will talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
The Bravo 4, Hotel Delta Quebec, WB4HDQ. Nothing for the net. I'm over here in Columbus, North Carolina, and handled by BOB.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to WB4HDQ, Mr. Bob up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. And Bob, I aggravate fellows that are named Bob. I've got one on here that he checks in with me quite frequently, and I tell people he spells his name little B O big B just to be different.
Okay. I enjoyed that CUSO with the 100-year-old. I hope I can make it that far. I've got 20 to go.
Well, I hope you do too there, young man. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And, Eddie is a special gentleman. Lives down there in Simpsonville with his daughter. And he's special to the net. You know, he's our resident elder. And we do appreciate him checking in with us and being here just about every night. So, Bob, you take care up there in Columbus, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. For comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing her out. It's a grand total of 51 tonight. Numbers are down just a little bit, but, you know, we just had a holiday weekend, and we've probably got folks traveling, and we got folks that are sick and that sort of thing, so we'll keep all that in mind. But this is KI4. Well, let's see. Before I do that, WG4MC, Mr. Matt, should be calling the net tomorrow night. Come back again tomorrow night and give him a good dose of Rider's Crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night. God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.